Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's. Hello, the beautiful L'Oreal.
Hello to you, beautiful Eva. And we don't have any connection problems today, so I'm so excited about that.
No. It might be Will Smith. It might be Will Smith that smacked everything into space and out of space. You know what's going down. We're talking about what everyone is talking about. Will Smith at the Oscars. He smacks Chris Rock. Oh, my goodness. We have to unpack all that has come up from that. Also, Jesse Williams, he hasn't been in the news recently, but his ex says that he should not have quit Grey's Anatomy so that he could still keep paying her that $40,000 a month in child support.
I know that's racist. I know that's right.
What else is going on? I know it got to be some rap beef out here. I know it is.
It's always some rap beef. And we got Remy Ma out here. She's saying her and Nicki Minaj discussed not dissing each other once upon a time. But Nicki Minaj is calling cap. She doesn't remember that conversation. And then for our final question to address, you know, this is one of our favorite parts of the show. This happened.
Because if one person is a little bit more, that's how you end up on Snapped.
Because it's like, how are you going to let another dude be on my body more than you are? Yeah, it's going down.
Weird.
So make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Yes. And speaking of Macy's, it is time for you to get out here, y'all, and own your styles. Now, trends seem to never stop evolving, right? But then again, never do you. So Macy's has absolutely everything that you might need to show off the newest version of you this spring. Go ahead and debut that perfect pastel version of yourself in a cute little power suit or designer handbag. You can slide on some sandals, so much more. And our favorite part is the discounts, right? Low 30% off.
Yes, we love a little discount plus makeup.
Yes.
We love to play around in some makeup. Mm-hmm. You can get that skincare, styling tools, and more. And that's going to be 15% off.
Uh-oh.
So to come on now, a deal, a steal.
Don't steal.
But there's a deal. Head on over to Macy's.com and use the promo code Own It. And that's Macy's.com with the promo code O-W-N-I-T Own It.
Own it. And speaking of own it, let's just go ahead and slide into this first topic because Will Smith owned this. Now, the Oscars went down this past weekend in Los Angeles.
Did.
Now, it was a historic Oscars for so many reasons. Will Packer produced it. It was led by the first all-Black production team in Oscars history.
Yes, okay? But nobody cares about that. They all talking about Will Smith.
Well, they're talking, you know, and comedians are no stranger to the Oscars. Oftentimes, comedians are used as hosts, if not presenters, to bring some kind of levity to the show.
AKA, it's always boring, Eva. That's why they got the comedians there.
Well, they bring the comedians to bring the fun, but we got to, I mean, more than fun was brought to this year's Oscars ceremony. So Chris Rock, who has hosted the Oscars before, he is not a stranger. He knows Oscar decorum, and he made a joke, which I believe a joke that was not vetted about Jada Pinkett Smith's hair. Basically saying that he could not wait to see G.I. Jane 2. Now, I'm not sure who missed it, but Jada has mentioned that she has a condition called alopecia. And so she has been dealing with hair loss for quite some time now. Now, after Chris Rock,
a lot of people missed it though, Eva, because I'm not gonna
lie. A lot of people have missed it.
I didn't know that either. I didn't know.
No, but that's fine because Will Smith seemed to kind of just laugh it off as a professional will do with the cameras panning to his face. But Jada was unable to hide her frustration and how much it bothered her. Now, when Will noticed that Jada wasn't laughing it off, that she was actually hurt, Will got up on stage, walked directly to Chris Rock, slapped him, and then walked off stage. And it didn't end there. He went back to his seat, and twice you could hear him yelling, "Keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth." So then Chris Rock says, okay. And then he kept on going. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but back in 2016 was the year Jada Pinkett and Will Smith boycotted the Oscars. They named it Oscar So White. Right. Well, on that night, Chris Rock definitely made fun of the fact that Jada was boycotting and basically said she wasn't invited anyway. Her boycotting was like him boycotting Rihanna's panties. He was never invited. So
that was kind of funny, though. He'd been picking on her for quite some time.
Thank you, friend. That's my point. So he'd been kind of picking on her. And some celebrities have now come to Will Smith's defense, like Offset, Cardi B's husband, while some others thought that it was completely tasteless for him to hit Chris. Now, you know, our guy Bootsy had to come on here and have something to say. He thinks that there might have been some underlining beef previously, but the kings of the night were the black men that rallied around him. Denzel Washington, the great Tyler Perry, you could see them on the sides during commercial break. They went over, talked to Will, kind of calmed him down. And what do you think is going on here? Do you think there was some underlining beef between the two? Do you think that Will Smith just got tired of jokes? Do you think that he was tired of something else? What happened in your opinion?
So if this is in fact real, because you know, do you see the conspiracy that's going around
there? You think
there?
It's capped?
Okay, so the conspiracy that's going around there now is Will has taught classes for people to learn how to like slap on camera, punch, which we know he's played Ali, which they didn't physically beat on each other. These are techniques that you can learn how to do. And one thing I will say was a little weird when Will slapped him and he turned around, he kind of was laughing. Does it look like somebody that was jeopardizing and putting his career on the line for a joke that made his wife upset?
And more you so do look- know that he's a serial slapper, though. This is not his first time.
He has just slapped like, on the
he
carpet
He has
before.
Been on a red carpet and someone came in
But
too
it was
close.
A joke. He didn't smack him hard. It was a little tap. It was like
he popped him twice.
Hey, watch yourself.
He's a serial smacker. That's what he do.
But also, it was a difference between that smack on the carpet to that white man where it was a tap on the face and the backhanded pimp slap that he gave to Chris Rock. Now, I think the fact that Chris Rock, it was his reaction that made me think it was real because he seemed a little jumbled and scrambled like he smacked the hell out of his ideas, out of his head. Will Smith is totally wrong in this situation. He did obviously take his frustrations off on Chris Rock. That joke was not nothing that should have put him over the edge. If anything, what Laverne Cox said was a little bit, well, we're not going to do no more entanglements. Like, you think you funny like that? You get what I'm saying?
But the thing is, to me, it's like, who are we to decide where someone draws their line or where someone's breaking
point? On an Oscar Academy Award winning stage.
He's still a human. He is not a machine. He's a human being. And let me just qualify.
And a grown man who should be controlling his emotions.
But this did not come from just the average Joe. This came from someone that has picked on me and my family before. This came from someone who is Mr. Good Hair, took time and energy to make millions of dollars in an entire movie talking about the way women, black women specifically, are portrayed and dealt with in the media when it comes to their hair. And an off-the-cuff joke that you do, it was a tasteless joke. Do I think you deserve to be slapped? Absolutely not. But when you play with somebody's family, something might happen. I'm just
when it comes
saying.
To comedians, they play with everybody family. I don't know what kind of comedy shows y'all go to, but they be picking
a
people
disease?
In the crowd.
Alopecia?
I mean, if he didn't know anything about it, like he's speaking out now and he's saying he didn't know she had alopecia. I report stuff every day and didn't even know she had alopecia. I know she slept with August Alsina. I know
I'll
that.
Give you that. I'll give you to know it had alopecia, but as a black man on Hollywood's biggest night, you have to skim through at least 30. You have to No, he came up with it off the fly because it wasn't vetted by
Nah, they
the
said
Academy.
That it was written for him.
It
for
was
what
not
I read.
Written. From what I read, it was not written for him. It was not vetted. All the jokes that Amy Schumer and that Regina Hall and that Wanda Sykes did were vetted. Even the one about August earlier. This was not about August. This was about this woman's appearance. Now, Selma Blair, who was also a huge actor, has MS. If they were to joke about the way in which she speaks, because she has MS, if they're a comedian, does that make it appropriate or is it just okay because we black?
Yeah, it depends on what person, what type of person you are. Like, I'm still thinking like an era from like Richard Pryor to Eddie Murphy. Didn't nobody think about about feelings when you was telling jokes. At the end of the day, who in their right mind would have thought anybody would get up on the stage and physically assault someone just because you're upset or they did something wrong?
No one could have expected that kind of reaction. However, they did all gasp when he said something
about her. So let him be the wrong one.
Where he had to say, like, what? So if it was something that so many people did not know about, then why did the whole room gasp?
Well, because, I mean, ultimately, I guess they panned in on her face and that's when people seen her face. But a lot of people were laughing, including Will. So if you feel like he was saying things that was wrong or whatever the case and you made some points, make him look like the crazy person and make sure when you get up there to accept your award that you've been working so hard for, which has now been overshined, now you're embarrassed and you embarrass yourself. You should have got up there and been like, you know, what's sad about this whole situation is my wife is seriously dealing with the illness and you took the time out to embarrass her. Do you know how small and stupid Chris Rock would have been had he used his words instead of the way in which you embarrassing us because they don't even want us there. They don't want to give us our awards and y'all fighting to be there because y'all talk about boycotting. That means you want to be heard. That means you want to be there. So now you're there and what do? You go on stage and you smack a fellow black man and try to justify it with the fact that your wife's feelings were hurt? No. Will Smith is an idiot for doing that. I don't care what nobody
far
says.
From.
You
we completely
are too
disagree.
Much of a... Of
he
a
is a human. This man has...
Distinguished actor who we respect that I think this is disgusting behavior. I would never see Denzel do nothing like this. Never in a trillion years. And I'm sure people done disrespected him and then did stuff to him and all kind of stuff. But you don't put your hands on nobody like that and think that you could just walk off and get away with it. No, in my opinion.
I don't believe that he even premeditated this. I think one of the hardest things as an entertainer is the idea of perfection. And the harder you strive and the more successful you are, the more that people expect that you have absolutely no flaws. Will Smith has been in this business for over 30 years. He has made not just a mogul of himself, but he has given back to the community and has uplifted on so many levels. So God forbid.
And now you ruined
that. Let me finish. He make a mistake and show that he is actually human, that he actually uses the bathroom like the rest of us. God forbid, with all of the sins and all the stuff that the world unseen us did. Now, he's obviously not proud of his moment. He has gone to apologize directly to Chris Rock, then to the Academy, then to everyone else. But at the end of the day, I am not going to sit here as a black woman with all that I strive to do and feel like he brought us backward. No. The Capitol insurrection on January the 6th with all those white people climbing up a wall looking like monkeys is what you call violence.
They've been backwards.
I don't feel like I've been taken back as a people or as a person. I mean, We're not on their level. We have to do 10 times better walking backward and in heels.
Exactly why you should have sat your ass in that seat. Exactly why you should have got that award and made him look
stupid. He sat in that seat long enough. Listen, as a married woman with 3 children, I will throw all of this away because only thing that truly in this world matters is those 3 souls that I gave Social Security's numbers to and the one that I'm married to. Anybody can get it. And that's seriously.
And you still, at the end of the day, you still got a legacy to protect. And to get up there and act that way was not it. I think it was disgusting. That's how I feel personally.
If he don't protect his family, who gonna do it? Because people have gotten way too brazen about saying anything. And
why to protect your family, I'm a reporter,
I'm just doing the news or I'm a comedian. No, you're just being mean. And maybe your mean is by mouth. My mean might be by pop. I'm just saying.
And that's what'll get your ass in jail. And then
he ain't in jail.
But that's because Chris Rock ain't pressed no charges.
He knew not to press charges. Exactly.
Whatever the case, but it shouldn't even have taken to that because ultimately you were out of character. You were out of line.
Yes.
And you were out of line.
See, that's it. He was out of character. Out of line, it's not even a question.
You shouldn't have been there. That's the source award.
That was canceled. But out of character, out of character. He's a human being. His perfections that we have seen him display over and over again. How many times people have disgustingly talked about him, his wife, his business, what they think they need to know. God forbid the man is a man with blood through his veins and offends his wife. I'm sorry, Lo. We are never going to
agree on this. That's a part of the game. They talked about Obama. So should he jump up there and punch Trump in the face? No, that's not what they dragged him, his family. They call Michelle a gorilla. They call her worse stuff than they said about Jada. Like, I've plenty of seen a girl with a season, but like, look at Amber
but
Rose.
But he's
over
not
there.
Obama. He's Will Smith. He's allowed to be himself. He's allowed to be flawed.
He eats dinner with Obama. He's respected like Obama's respected. So, and I'm
so
not
do
saying
Samuel L. Jackson. He didn't run around cussing all goddamn all day.
Samuel L. Jackson is not as respected as Will Smith.
Samuel L. Jackson just won an Academy Award for being the most philanthropic lesbian. He's not as respected.
He just won an Oscar
for being the most philanthropic.
It's an honorary Oscar. That's a big difference. That was honorary.
Oh, you are a hater today.
How am I a hater today?
You're trying to say this man's Oscar, it does not, it's not solidified or doesn't
Is an honorary degree the same as a degree?
A degree is a degree. Oprah got an honorary degree. It's still a degree.
And I don't count that. You didn't go to school. I'm not going to let you perform surgery
on
me.
Lord have
mercy. If you got an honorary doctorate, you think I'm going to let you perform surgery on me? No, you didn't go to damn school.
No one's giving an honorary medical doctorate, L'Oreal. That's a medical doctorate.
It doesn't matter.
And that's why we got to go to college.
Lawyer, honorary anything. I'm not, you don't
no
have
No one's
a
getting an honorary Juris Doctorate either.
What I'm saying is you didn't go to classes. You didn't go to courses. I'm not going to let you do my taxes. I'm not going to, none of that. Honorary means they gave it to you because they felt
a CPA,
bad.
CPA, you can learn how to do taxes in jail.
Well, they
you
ain't.
Can be, you can
they
come
don't,
and see. You can
they
be a certified CPA right there in jail
Honorary is cool, but it's a big difference between earning it. You just stole your own moment, so it's fine. If you rather the narrative be that you smack Chris Rock instead of you won your first Oscar that you've been trying to get for 35 years. Let that be your narrative, sis.
He did both. And I think
Nobody's talking about that
horribly,
Oscar.
Horribly regrets what he did. He's not taking it away. They had the whole conversation before, which is why they still gave it to him and let him stay at the Oscar.
They're still investigating, so they didn't even say what they're going to
do. They shelved it because Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges, and the man won the Oscar fair and square.
Yeah, but they're saying either they're going to ban Will from all future shows or he's going to get stripped of his Oscar. They're not going to just not do nothing. That's impossible.
Listen.
Unless it's staged. That's the only way I feel like they won't do nothing. And it's giving Jesse Smollett. Because you're not about to show me all these videos of Will fake smacking somebody and it looked just like the Chris Rock thing. And then tell me
that
I'm not
doing nothing. No, it didn't look like the Chris Rock one. The Chris Rock one looked a little bit more
because
it
was with a kid.
There was a follow through
on that. It was
with
a kid that he did that.
It had a King Richard spirit on it. Did you see that follow through, L'Oreal? When his hand came down, it was
I don't know if it's the same man that was laughing at the very same joke that the man told, because I'm confused how outraged he was when he was laughing when he said the G.I. Jane thing.
Oh, that's that chuckle to keep from popping somebody.
No.
You know
he was laughing just like he was laughing at the
seat.
Other stuff.
But. Let's hear Kristen Crockett. She's a transformational coach. This is what she had to say.
When you tell yourself that you are weak because you cannot protect your mom from your father's emotional and physical abuse, that is the story that you create about who you are. And that is exactly who Will Smith believed himself to be his entire life. And so yesterday was about his trauma being on full display along with his triggers and not being able to have impulse control when that occurred. So everything that I do is about preventing people from feeling that they are out of control with the story that they've created about themselves. Because if you don't disrupt your narrative, it's gonna disrupt you. And that's what we saw yesterday. Trauma, triggers, emotional intelligence colliding all in front of the world.
Can I ask you a question?
Wow.
How come when somebody who also has traumas mixed with a little bit of mental health issues, when he snatches a mic out of someone's hand and says, Beyonce had the best video, this video wasn't the best video, everybody wanted to hang Kanye from a tree, from the
state. Not me.
99% of people, not you, not I, but others. I thought it was funny. I hate Taylor Swift. But when Will Smith physically assaults somebody on stage, there's excuses is what I'm hearing.
I don't think there are excuses, L'Oreal. I just, this is what I think it is.
You a grown-up.
I don't, And I'm just telling you from my perspective, I'm not excusing his behavior. I do not believe that what he did was right at all. What I am saying is that I accept his humanity, and I am not of the cancel culture that is ready to just throw this man away and say F Will Smith or he's so horrible, when these people that do all kind of offenses every single day, be it disrespectful on set, rude as heck in the business, whatever it is, this man has a one moment that is not glowing on the biggest stage. The biggest embarrassment was himself. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and shoot the man while he's still down.
Oh, no, the question you never asked me the question, was I canceling? I'm not canceling him. I'm saying what he did was wrong, and I'm tired of people making excuses for him. Like, y'all was the main people, the same people making excuses and being like, well, he said this. Y'all was the same people joking about August. You don't think that's trauma? This is blowing my mind, because it's like the same people that made fun of his family and his traumas and everything is now like, well, I get why he did it, because when you disrespect, shut up, you disrespect women every day. Let's keep it real with the fact
that
it matters.
I don't. And I understand where he's coming
about,
from, though.
I'm talking about a lot of people that are speaking out. Can you be human? I didn't say he couldn't.
Did you see Lakeith Stanford's response? They had him on a red carpet after the incident.
No,
he was going to the Vanity Fair party. And the reporter's like, Lakeith, what you think? And Lakeith was like, I mean, it was wild. The crazy stuff happened every day. Like, it's one of those things, not saying it was absolutely wrong, but I think that the over highlighting of like, oh my God, Will Smith's career. Like, no, when he made water for Flint, Michigan, and has been the single source of actual clean water for 3 years in an entire city, that's a legacy.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
Well,
like,
we have
how y'all,
to.
Why
we can't talk about one. Well, why are we talking about August? You cannot
because
talk about one
some,
part of him.
Because we're talking about Will Smith and him saying he felt disrespected versus whatever. People have been disrespecting you all year.
Yes, he felt disrespected about his... You said something
and
about his
wife's
disease.
And this is what the
disease.
Problem is that you was the butt of the joke for many years, and you don't know how to handle that, Will.
But he wasn't
so
the joke. His wife was the joke. They didn't say
him,
Will.
They said that he didn't know how to sleep
about
her, right? Uncle Murder made a whole song about it.
Say nothing. The only time you saw him get up and pop mess was when they said something about this woman's
hair.
They
didn't address individuals. They did red table talks. They didn't address one single person. In this incident, it was one single person that said something, and then he reacted. But if he was in the face of everybody
else. Yes, about her disease, though. It said people talk about her, the entanglement all the time.
Why do we think everybody knows about her disease? I don't understand that.
It was a boiling point, and he is a human being. And L'Oreal, if you boil up to where you should
I boil
not
up
touch,
all the time and I don't gotta put my hands on
people. If you touch them and you do, I'm gonna be gang and I'm gonna say at the end of the day, you shouldn't have did that, but I understand.
That's how I feel. Again, I'm gonna go watch a Will Smith movie. I'm waiting for Belia to come on Thursday. I never say he should be canceled. But what I'm saying is you're embarrassing, and what you did was embarrassing, and I'm embarrassed
well,
for you.
And Kanye and all the rest of them are embarrassing. I mean, some of them dresses were embarrassing.
We ain't talking about Flint. We talking about this. We not talking about the Oscar.
I'm trying to, but no one wants to give him that.
This is not going away no time soon. You did what you did. You made your bed. Now you got to lay in it. And we not even talking about defending Jada no more. We talking about you looking crazy on stage.
They're not mutually exclusive, L'Oreal. They go together.
Everything's not mutually exclusive, so you can't divide them. Water to Flint because he smacked this dude and embarrassed himself.
That's why we do care.
What I mean is that's not what we care to discuss.
His day-to-day representation and his day-to-day walk as an entertainer and as a black man in this business on social media and otherwise, from Westbrook to everything else, has been stellar. So God forbid that man with blood running through his veins has a moment of humanity.
Nah, that was
what else is going on in the news?
That was gross. And he know it is. That's why he's
in the episode.
Stupid. Anyway, let's talk about Jesse Williams.
We might agree on this one though.
Jesse Williams' ex said he shouldn't have quit Grey's Anatomy. Her name is Erin Drake Lee. They're back in the news now. They divorced in 2019.
The ex-wife.
Yeah, they divorced in 2019, okay. And he agreed to pay her $40,000 a month in child support earlier this year. She shut down attempts to strip Jesse of joint custody, and he asked her for a decrease in child support. Now, he says he cannot continue to pay that $40,000 a month anymore due to his income dropping after he decided to leave Grey's Anatomy. This was in 2021, even though the show's been on for 59,000 years, and he could have probably stayed on there for another 59,000. Now, in 2019, financial records showed that he pulled in $6.2 million for his work and another almost $200,000 in residuals. Now, according to court documents, Aaron doesn't believe Jesse is without funds to continue paying her the agreed amount. He stars in a Broadway play called Take Me Out. He's only being paid, this is what he claims, $1,600 per week. Come on, bro. You are
it's
not...
Jail. The scale, they don't have it low. It's scale. And you know how some jobs, it's just what the budget is.
So he went from making $6 million to $1,600.
It's theater cred. He's trying to get them theater creds. That's an EGOT. That's a Tony Award.
Nah, yo, he did something. He did something ain't going on here. Aaron claims Jesse shouldn't have left Grey's Anatomy. Her motion is that Jesse left a favorable, high-paying position on a successful TV show in pursuit of his own path. He now seeks to shed his family responsibilities. You can't start over. You got to worry about paying for these kids, is what she's saying. She used to make big bucks working in real estate in New York, and he believes she needs to get back to work. They both telling each other to go back to work. Now, she quit her job to move her family to California, and she was being his unofficial manager, so technically she gave up
Lord.
Her career.
L'Oreal, are you lying?
She gave up her career for him. So do you think she should be more understanding that he decided to go to a job that's paying him a mere fraction of the other one? But do you think he should be paying her this $40,000 a month, which she's a used to?
She's a what, Lo?
This is now, what she's a used to.
As a mother and as a very working and contributing part of my family, I think $40,000 is a lot of money on either side to be paying.
How many kids for- do you know?
I don't know, but even for three, $40,000 a month, I mean, that would assume that you literally don't
hungry.
Bring in any money and are not helping financially at all. But this is my thing, and it's just me, and you're an artist, so I think you can properly appreciate it. There are many places that we could be making money that don't feed our passion. He has been on Grey's Anatomy for a while, and it's a procedural show. A lot of times with shows like that, there's only so much room you have for upward mobility. And if he would like to expand his career, and he has an opportunity to actually headline on Broadway, even if short run or whatever, I could see him considering that as an option and not necessarily having anything to do with trying to give her $40,000 a month. He's trying to get another gig. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying? That's my idea about it, because I was on soaps. I was on Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless just sent me a message yesterday, 49th anniversary of the show being on air.
That was my favorite soap opera too, FYI.
Yo, YNR, go. But it's one of those where, like, I didn't want to be there forever. I love my contract. I love the opportunity to still be, you know, to have a contract. But I also wanted to go on to Everybody Hates Chris. I also wanted to go on so that I could be in a position now and lead my own show. So I'm not mad at him strategizing what he needs to do that's best for his
strategy
career.
Seem a little off to me, because if you
okay,
go
tell
on
me
first,
why.
I'm going to tell you, because if you going from 6.2 to, listen, we're talking about New York City. If you make it $1,600 a week, you're sleeping in a box on the street. if you live in New York City.
But you already have $6 million in the bank, though. So you can actually take the $1,600 job.
All right. So that means you can continue to pay me something. I do think $40,000 is very excessive. But I will say this. You had me give my career up to come manage you. Then you quit the job that I secured for you. And now
you
left me with no job. The way that seems, I mean, you allowed her to manage you. She wasn't not managing him. So this was a family
business.
If a dude
you date and decide to quit his job to manage you, you could be like, boo, I don't
to manage me. I wouldn't even be a factor.
That's my point. She didn't need to manage him. She don't know nothing about. And if she did, she would have gotten money.
But he allowed it though. That's something that. But you wouldn't even quit your job. You would have been living in New York still. You get what I'm saying? Like, but when you allow people to do stuff like that, and let's be clear, there's a lot of men out there that's like, well, I don't want my woman to work. And he seems like that kind of man to me. I don't know. I could be wrong. But now, since you do that, y'all not together no more.
My husband said, go to work.
He's like, what you think you doing? You better put that damn hair in the bun and get out of here. No, that's the problem. That's why you don't give up stuff for other people. Don't matter how much it seems like you love them. Y'all love each other, whatever the case. You got to do your own thing. But $40,000 a month is a lot. And
well, she
don't got
$40,000 a month worth of bills, L'Oreal.
Well, she need to get a $40,000 a month job. He don't even got one. You get what I'm saying? So that's what my issue is with this. But
somebody need one.
It's the G for me. I don't know if it's the manager or her speaker, but she like, bro, you shouldn't have never even quit that job, and you should still be working there. Hopefully they could bring him back from the dead. How did he get off of Grey's Anatomy?
Well, it was most likely a mutual situation with contracts, because if there was a pickup and they wanted him back and it was like, you're back, he would be in breach. So there was something that made sense on either side. But word on the curb, per Google,
got that new girlfriend.
The actress girl. Yeah. Is paying off her divorce attorney. Apparently she owes the divorce attorney as much residuals as the man done made, about $171,000. Now, don't they like make the other person pay it or something?
You got to involve that, and it depends on how good your lawyer is. If your lawyer's supposed to involve your legal fees in the whole wrap up of things, so you don't end up coming out of pocket and getting nothing. But she seemed
the judge just said no.
But she seemed like her business ain't really good, and like even her excuses ain't good for why she need to. He need to go back to work. Sis, shut up. I would be like, listen, we about to lose the house. Everything's going up. You see everybody homeless in Cali. Like I need, like yo, you got to go.
Gas prices in sky. These kids can't go to school.
Listen, $7 a gallon. They go to two different schools. That alone is $40,000 a month.
You would make your math, you would say.
Yeah,
you
saying math that ain't mathing.
We shouldn't see the wig under the cap. That's what she's saying.
She seemed like she's complaining instead of making up her fighting her case. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, girl, you seem bitter. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, it's real. And if y'all didn't know, y'all listening to the Undressing Room podcast by Macy's. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom. Now, L'Oreal, I'm going to need some help with this one. All right. Now, okay. I did a little bit of reading. Remy Ma says that her and Nikki had an agreement back in the day not to diss each other. But then I heard something about Nikki. You know, I'm a big Onika fan and I love me some Remy Ma. I'm a fan of both of these queens. Onika say, sis, I don't remember that. So what happened with Nikki and are Nikki and Remy cool? Like what's the deal?
All right, so you know, this is an ongoing beef. And big shout out my guy, Noriega. I actually just had dinner with him and Mike Kaiser on Saturday. And we were talking about Drink Champs, and Remy Ma was actually a guest. Now, she spoke on there and said Nicki Minaj and her spoke in 2017 before they traded disses, because that's when they started dissing each other. You know, they knew each other for quite some time, being both from New York. She said she didn't see their beef coming because when she was released from prison, they had a conversation. Now, the Shade Room reposted the interview, and in the conversation, she allegedly, her and Nikki said this.
I always felt like anything I say, people are going to say I'm talking about her. Anything she say, people want to say I'm talking about me. So let's make an agreement that we never talking about each other. Like,
this is you telling her that?
Yeah, the conversations. Okay. It's not even just telling. It's like a conversation of back and forth. Right. And I feel like any woman should, you're supposed to feel like you're supposed to get on a song and be like, yeah, I'm number two or I'm number three. Like, no, you're supposed to talk like just let's never let it get there. And it was just certain that transpired behind the scenes.
Now, you know, I'm from New York, so I remember Remy Ma was popping and at the top, and Nikki was on the come up, and Nikki did used to run around and be like here and there by Remy or whatever the case, and I thought that they were cool and gonna be cool, but Nikki, she brung it back and was like, must be an understanding of what she's saying to Nori. Did he say, this is you telling her that? For the record, I've never had this conversation with her or anyone ever.
Oh.
So she went on and promoted her new single with Fabio Foreign. But Remy said, she also brought up Foxy. She said she doesn't understand why Foxy dislikes her, but feels it's about wanting to battle. Like, she wanted to battle Foxy one point in time. She said, I don't know if people noticed, but we were both on Rikers Island at the same time. We had a moment while we was in there, and it wasn't directly, but it was a message that was sent through others. And I thought we were in different spaces. And then, and when I came home, it was the same type of crazy tension before I went away. I was so confused. So at this point, Remy isn't bothered by anyone who doesn't like her. Now, do you think more conversations about not taking jabs at each other need to happen in this industry? Do you feel like Nicki should have just went along with it and it's time for them to piece it up? You know,
I definitely think there's time for some more unity in the female rap game. I think that a lot of this, like what we deal with as a people in a culture, is inherited. And I think that, you know, this industry is one of those that even though after a song plays on a radio, we still need another song to play. We don't give artists enough room to make room for other artists. It's like, oh, if Brandy's hot, then Monica can't be hot. Like, I thought they was both dope. I listened to both of their albums. I love Remy Ma and I love my Nicki Minaj. I love Cardi B and Lil' Kim. Like, I don't think as a consumer that these women should play into the negativity that's out there that's trying to put them against each other. Because look at, you know, what happened when Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B came together. Look at when you see Normani and Cardi. Like, these women, when you see them together, they are powerhouses by themselves, but together they can move mountains. So I just wish that the beef was just to sell records and not truthful, because they're all queens.
So I would have said the same thing, and if I was never an artist, you know, and then
talk to me as an artist.
So, yeah, so as an artist, I'll tell you what it is. So I was signed, and some people will put two and two together, but I really don't want to say no names. I was signed to an artist once upon a time, right? And I'm thinking, like, this is going to be great. Great connections. I already have my own connection. So us coming together is going to be amazing. And, you know, I'm a female artist. And at the time, it was hard for female rappers. So I got a lot of respect just from the cosign and all that stuff. And it was great for me in the beginning. But then when it came to the point where now we're an independent label and a DJ that's big, like, say, give me a name.
Big Boy out West Coast.
Okay, let's so say Big Boy's like, I only got one record that I could play right here in the mix show because everything else is scheduled music, right? From the labels or the station's program.
This is important. The whole it's city, programmed. The whole state listening.
I got one song that I could spin, right? Now, here you go. I'm signed to this guy. I'm pushing a single, and he's pushing a single. We're going to go with L'Oreal's.
Okay.
How y'all going to go with L'Oreal's when she signed to me? You get what I'm trying to say? So now it becomes, I'm number one. You play me first. So now when you do that, I'm sitting there like, well, I'm not number one. So
why they don't do the Beyonce, Chloe, Haley thing?
You think you're going to drop all your songs with somebody else? Nobody wants to do that. Like, you're your own solo artist. I'm not in a group. So eventually there's only, you look at it and it made me take a step back and be like, damn, yo, there's only one number one spot. I never seen Billboard charts tied for number one, Lil Nas X and Mariah Carey. No. It's a number one spot. So it's competition when it comes to artistry, no matter what. So
but
no matter whether
competition, like
no,
as an actor, I have to go on set today and I could be whatever number on the call sheet. I could feel like I'm the star and the lead at the end of the day, who I'm talking to.
It's
unless
different.
I got somebody to act
numbers.
Against.
We talking numbers. Your movie could be number one, but there's no such thing as the number one actor. You could get award to be best
Will
actor.
Smith.
Hold on, no. But you could be best actor for the Oscars. Then you could be best actor for MTV Awards. You could be best actor. There's mad different ones. But guess what? Billboard charts, number one spot, one artist could only get that week. That's it.
Okay.
So when you look at it like that, and I get it, it's women, but these guys compete too. And
but it's 365 days in a year. They're 52 weeks.
I want to drop on Valentine's Day, and so does she. And guess what? Next year, I want to drop on Leprechaun Day, and so does she. And
okay, so I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
No matter
but you know what I have noticed? Some artists that are super dope, I've seen it in men, where they're like, look, my bruh is dropping an album this week. Boom. I'm going to drop mine next week. Because there is enough room for everybody. That's my point.
Until next year when he say something slick and it sound like your song and you think he dissing you and your friends put the battery in your back. That's what I'm saying. Like, just like, okay, you said two women. I'm not going to go into it. But there was two women that had a big collab 2 years ago. And for a fact right now, and they talked about it this year. Matter of fact, I'm going to just say who it is because I don't care. Meg and Nicki Minaj. They not following each other no more. They had a song. Everything was good. I know why they not following each other no more. And this is
why,
where
when
they, it got to
the
do with
stuff.
To my understanding and what I was told, it got to do with a man. Now, say I don't like somebody.
We didn't drop out. We just got quiet, y'all.
You get what I'm saying? So it's things like that. So you don't never know. It's so many different things. You got these males that want to put a woman on a song. And it's like, well, I can only put one woman on a song.
Who the man?
Who's the man?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
You done said everything else now.
How many people could it be? So, but that's to my understanding. Again, this is what I was told. So I'm not going to give 100 confirmation, but the two of them don't follow
Hold
each other.
L'Oreal, you cannot be sipping all the tea and not give us a little bit. I got a cup. I got a top. I'm ready.
You know, sometimes you don't want to say, I don't have official proof, but the people that spoke to me about it. It's just, I mean, I figured y'all could put two and two together if I said it's over a man and Nicki ain't linked to that many men in the industry.
Yeah. She used to date who she used to date.
Exactly. So you put two and two together from there. And that's that.
I'm not doing that mathematical.
So it's all different kind of things. But I will say when it comes to charts, it's only one spot. And that's where the competition comes into play. And then you got people
still, the beef is wack, sis.
The queen of New York. The hottest in New York. Think about T.I., the king. Oh, how you going to be the king and I'm the king?
What Remy said was absolutely like the truth. That as an artist, you're supposed to believe you're number one. You know, no one goes on talking about number two. You definitely say you're number one. But by the same token, as much as I am absolutely a queen, I do not fail to see your crown when I walk into a room. My kingdom and me being on the throne don't have nothing to do with you recognizing the queen that's in you. And that's what I'm talking about.
Everybody ain't like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Like, and even if I want to say that you not fly, it's a lie. Cause you still are, you know what I'm saying? So,
why
even play the game?
Even if you think about performing, we go on tour together, right? Then it becomes a question of, well, who's headlining?
Whoever's tour it is.
Say it's Nicki
our
and Remy.
Tour then.
Yeah, so I got to open for you. It's egos.
It's the Nimmy. We're going to walk out together. So Nicki and Remy, it's the Nimmys. You come out the left. I come out the right. We're going to do this thing on some sisterhood. I mean, I don't have any sisters, so I don't get it.
Do.
But I think that there is space for equity that we are not
sisters,
considering.
I got sisters, and that's why you don't get it. You.
So this final question to undress comes from Dior Ken on Twitter. Excuse me. It says,
oh, I know him.
You know Dior?
No.
Dior says... The man has to love a female a little more in order for the relationship to truly work. Now, this is a fact. Don't argue with me on this, period. Are there any cons to loving a man more or any pros to a man loving you more?
I don't know him, but I feel him. I definitely think I will want my man to love me more. Equal is damn near impossible. You could try to get as close to equal as you can, but nobody is ever going to have the same emotions or whatever. But a guy that will worship or do anything for, you know, I feel like that's an older woman. I feel like my grandmother or somebody told me that before. Mm. It was two different things. The first time you marry... what was it? The first time you married for love and the second time is for money, or was it vice versa? Was it vice versa? The money and then the love, one or the other. And then the other one was like, you know, always be with somebody that loves you more than them, because sometimes you know, you might want to give up and that person is going to keep loving you, or you might not want to love that day. And that person want to keep loving you and it makes you want to continue to love them. It gives you some sort of a motivation. I think especially with me, I need somebody that loves me a little more. I don't want to be the person that's carrying the weight more in a relationship that's, you know, trying to be the more emotional person. As women, naturally, they say we're more emotional. That's the guys that I'm tending to go for more now.
Okay.
Versus when I was younger, I think I was like more so going for somebody that is like, oh, I think he's handsome or he makes me feel like this and da 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 da. And now it's like, you got to show me that you love me or you are putting effort and time into me. That's more important than a lot of things. What do you think?
Being married and having parents that my parents are coming up on their 40th year of marriage. My husband's parents just celebrated their 50th year of marriage. Ooh. All my aunts and uncles and grandparents, everybody in my family is married. All my brothers are married. So coming from a family that everyone is married and we respect marriages in that fashion, I've learned that there's no such thing as a 50-50 love. Mm-hmm. Like this whole, you remember Teddy Pendergrass, 70-30, 60-40? He wanted 50-50
love. It's all about 60-60. I was like, that's 120.
Right. You ain't mathing. The reality is it's no such thing, because to your exact point, what you just said, some days I'm going to have 100% to give you. I'm going to pull up. I'm going to have all of that. Some days the best of me with every piece of effort might only have 20%. And you as my partner that signed on to Journey in This Life with me, got to pull up that other 80 so that we can find it. And then tomorrow might be the day that you don't have it all and you might need me to pull up. So I don't think that the idea of equity lies in a base number. I think it is in the commitment, and it says that I love you as an individual, good, bad, and indifferent. And in your hard days, I'm going to be your crutch. And on your sunny days, I'll be there to help you smile. Like,
that's right.
There's no such thing, because I mean, I love my husband more than I loved him yesterday. And I know tomorrow I'm going to love him more than I do today. But I don't try to judge the measurement of his love for me. Like, do I love him or does he love me? I don't even know how I can. It's like me and you as friends. Like, I don't think I love you more as a friend than you love me. I know that
can't
nobody
say
your name in a room without me saying something.
Without you slapping them on stage.
On sight, sis. that I can tell you. So, and that is that is enough for our friendship. And so when it comes to relationship, just knowing that at the end of the day, you got my front back and side to side. Some days I'm going to pull up, because my love language is different. You know, some things might matter more to me than they matter to you. And the way we represent is different. But as long as that love is mutual, I don't think it's really a number or a gauge like he love her more, she love him more. I don't think it's possible.
I think it's a relationship is a seesaw. And if two people ain't on it, one way or another, it's going to fall. You got to balance it out. Y'all could figure out how to be on the same playing field sometimes. One could be up in the air and the other one could be feet planted on the ground. But we got each other no matter what.
Yes.
And that's what it should be.
Yes. Because if one person is a little bit more, that's how you end up on Snapped. You know what I'm saying? That's how you end up on, like, you know, when it's like, let me just go and cool off for a second, because you just so crazy. Yeah, I don't want you like
that. Or you even be miserable and depressed and crying all the time. And that's how you know when somebody ain't bringing they have to the table. Don't matter the percent at that time. You know that your half ain't being met. If you're not feeling happy or they're not satisfying you, that should be enough to make you move forward. But I definitely want somebody to sweat me, because I like my man to be.
Yeah,
I'm not talking
about.
Gonna
sweat
I'm
you anywhere though.
Yeah, that's more of my vibe. Like, cause it's like, how are you gonna let another dude be on my body more than you are? That's a little weird.
Wow.
Like, you my man, you better sweat me.
Come on. Now, that was our final question to undress. And if you would like us to undress your question, just be sure to follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. Slide into the DM and boom, that's your chance to be featured.
Hey,
Lori,
I think
we agreed. We agreed on the last topic. Can you believe
that's the only thing we agreed on this episode. Sometimes we be, because we about to go to head in the Will Smith thing. The crazy thing is, I feel like we were saying the same thing at certain points.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't okay with him choosing violence on stage. And to get back to it real quick, why I think it's staged a little bit too.
Why?
Because he put up that post ahead and said, tonight we choosing violence.
He said chaos.
Whatever.
He said,
either
me,
way.
He said, Jada and I got all dressed up to choose chaos.
But why would he say that? He don't never say nothing like that. That's Dane Wilpacker. This is the most talked about Oscar show
ever
in history.
It was a 56% increase in the Oscars this year alone. The next 5 years by itself, people will be tuning in just to see. I need Will and Chris to present next year together.
They could have had me come up there and smack Amy Schumer. I would have been cool with that because, no?
You wasn't a fan? Well, all I said was when it was all over is Ali Boumbaye, because that's what I saw. It's the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Slide over and check out theundressingroompod.com for links to our personal Macy's shopping page. And until next time, we'll be ruminating over Will until we see you again.
Ta-ta. Hopefully we ain't got to talk about his ass next episode.
Well, we'll see. Can't make any promises. Depends on his headlines. Bye for now. The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcil and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.